Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
I started to share with us on understanding demons and how to handle them, right? The Lord Jesus, in his earthly walk, always dealt with demons. King James called them devils. Other versions will call them evil spirits. And sometimes we who are children of God are so ignorant of how these evil spirits, demons, or devils operate. So much that when they are operating where we are, because we are ignorant of how they operate and we don't understand how they operate, we sometimes allow them to operate freely without dealing with them. But the Lord Jesus, in training his disciples, at different junctions will give them authority over devils to go and cast them out. In his last words, some of them are recorded in Mark chapter 16. Mark 16 verse 15. Let's read. He gave them authority. He says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." He said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." The next verse. 16. "And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." The next verse. "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall" what? "Cast out." Look at the first sign he says will follow those who believe. He says we will cast out devils. What is that supposed to mean? That means we will rule over them. We will have authority over devils. But if you have authority over something and when even he's operating, you cannot discern or understand how they operate, how do you exercise your authority over them? I hope you understand the point. So it's important to understand how they operate. When they show up, what are the things that shows up with them? Because when a spirit is operating in a place, there are signs and symptoms. It's like when a disease is in a body. There are signs and symptoms. You understand?
Yes.
You don't just get up and feel waist pain. If there's waist pain, there's something causing the waist pain. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But typically, in our part of the world, waist pain, you just get something to rub on it. But you realize that it can be more than just the pain. There may be a cause. Do you understand? Cause and effect. There's something causing it. That is why you are having that effect. So sometimes if you stop the pain and you don't deal with the root, the pain will resurface. You see, and most of the time, issues we have to deal with as believers have to do with demons. And because sometimes we are ignorant, we just take everything to be physical. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? How do you know you are even under demonic attack? Because when demons attack, there are signs and symptoms. I hope you are following the thing. So last, is it two Wednesdays? When I started to share with you, we looked at some few things, all right? So I'm building upon it. Then we came to the point where we realized demons, they travel in teams. Yes. Once you recognize that this thing has started, it is an indication that there are more than one demons there. Because they actually believe in unity than Christians. Because they know they must operate together to bring down their targets. They are Mama me bofwe. They are pray, yes, but I want another word. They are nipana omo peno no na me pese me che. They are target. But there's another word that's coming to me, but that's in the yam pekino. Hallelujah. Yes. So never think that you cannot be a target of demons. The fact is that once you're a child of God, you're a target of demons. That's why he warns us. He says, give no place to the devil. If he says, give no place to the devil, that means you can open the door for a devil to come and operate in your life. You can. You get the point? You see this, the window. This thing is called what? This is called what? Net. Which net? This net. What is the popular name we call it? Mosquito net. Why is this there? Because in Africa, we live with some demons called what? Mosquitoes. So, if you decide not to put this, what have you done? You have allowed mosquitoes to invade your territory. The moment you put this, that means you are aware there are mosquitoes and you have what it takes to block them. So when you put this there, you have blocked mosquitoes from invading your territory to bring you malaria. So what he says, give no place to the devil. And you are playing games with it and you say, oh, the devil doesn't exist. Yeah. Me, the devil, I have authority over the devil. He cannot come close to me. Look, Jesus was casting it out. You say what? Jesus was so conscious that when they met him, they recognized him. And he also recognized them. And he didn't leave them. Either he will bind them, cast them out. Some of the demons will plead with Jesus, don't cast us out of this territory. That means demons are conscious of territory. So we'll talk about all that. There are certain territories. Certain demons are not there. You enter certain territories, you realize that there are certain demons there. There are certain countries, when you enter, you realize certain demons there. Yeah. Do you know it's devils or demons? When I say, I can use the words interchangeably. Demons, devils, evil spirits, all right? Demons cause wars. Wars don't just happen. Remember the agenda of the chief devil. He cometh not but for to steal, to and to. You see killing. Eh? Yeah. He specializes in that. Alright, so in Matthew chapter 12, we read a scripture there. Tonight my message is very brief. Why is he? Don't be very excited when messages are brief. There's so much to say, and you just want brief things. You know, you know me, I specialize in the Bible. Bible is my specialty. I'm called. So me, I don't do any other business. Bible is my business. So my head is in the Bible all the time. So when I have a lot to share and you just want brief messages, you see, you really disturb the spirit. Huh? All right. Matthew chapter 12. So the verse 43. It says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through what? Talk to me. Seeking and findeth none. That means demons travel and they look for places to rest. Tonight, one prayer we'll pray is that may my life not be a place where they can rest. And if you look at this right away, you can get a prayer point there. He says they walked through dry places seeking rest and find that now. That means they can't settle in a dry place. So may my life, every area of my life, be a dry place for demons. You see, it's a prayer point already. My home should be a dry place for demons. Because if you have more money in your house, you will attract flies. Is that okay? So if you don't have more money in your house, you will not have an influx of flies. I hope you are getting the point. Though there are other things, I'm just using that as an example. There are other things that may bring flies. But we all know that the moment you have... So dry. They walk through dry places. They walk... then when they don't find any place, what do they say? The next verse. Then he saith, I will return into my house. Can you imagine? Demons call people house. Places. Places. And when he's come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. See her? Those are nipana ba sorry bear 3 months. But Yamiasem, and one juma prapranacumem, praprana junim bibia, come on. But the demon that was troubling the person will come back and check. He said, Akwe, bibia a fine power. Bibia a fine. Everything is very nice now. Then what would they do? Then goeth he and taketh with himself how many? 7 other spirits more wicked than himself. More wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man, you see, he's talking about a man. The last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. So here Jesus clearly makes us understand how these guys operate in teams. Then I started to discuss some of the teams with you. The first team, I said, marriage destroying teams. The fact is that the devil doesn't like marriage. Those of you who don't want to marry, there's a possibility that the demon is speaking to you all the time. You don't like marriage. It's true. You say, what demon can be speaking to me? Probably because you saw bad marriages. The demon of fear is talking to you and all the time stirring fear in you about marriage. And you are afraid. I asked one young lady, has young men been coming to you? I said, how old are you? Then he mentions the age. I said, have they been coming? You should have them coming. So they come. I said, what has been happening? Have you accepted some or what? So no. That means he's just driving them away. By the time as you have driven all of them away. And the moment the demon of fear is around, you see that the demon of insecurity is there. They are a team. Because probably you didn't see a good marriage from home. And those demons have been following you. Listen, typically in Africa, there's demons in every house. Every family. Because of the way our great-great-grandfathers operated. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So once we come into Christ, we must use our authority to handle things. And don't sit there and say there are no demons. Jesus himself has handled them. And he has given you clear pictures of their operation. He said they are not there. They are not there. The demon that jumped on your mother. Or to tell. Yeah, I'm serious. Otitosi. That's why I tell people, you see, if even your father or your mother has a weakness, don't attack them for their weakness. To know your father or your mother's weakness is a great blessing, because it reveals to you what you can become if you don't fight it. But also, Papa, try champion. And what's so on? Umwadie. Now, can I'm Papa, Yenam, Papa, and Papa, Yamidam, Papa, when Yenam, Papa, and Denam, Papa, Era, Era. I didn't really see the cause wrong. So, what you do is that once you know your father's weakness, what do? Shut up. And then fight those demons so that they don't affect your life. Your father didn't build a house. Now papa they want more bra. Now papa they want more bra or more bra. Hey, crutch, you want how more bras times three? She'll be a new catch and say, send my father, papa, no, mommy. Why are you? Yeah. Why is our brand crown shaving wabono? What two and where's your mozolo? Why is our shaving crown wabono? Now, mommy, look, calm down. Calm down. I'm not mommy, you're muddy, mommy, you're muddy, you're crack, mommy, you're muddy, you're muddy, you're muddy, papa, da, mommy, you're muddy. Eba. People of God. You see, these demons, they travel together. So marriage destroying demons, we spoke about them. Then we spoke about what other team? Hey, Morefi. The marriage destroying demons, you see, they work together. Selfishness, anger, pride, huh? Offenses, bitterness, all these are caused by demons. And obviously, when marriage spoiling demon is there, when these demons are there, you know the demon in charge of divorce is there. Obviously. Eh? And most of the time, wherever you see the demon of divorce, you see the demon of deception. Yes, because most of the time, people who divorce are deceived. They think they will get somebody better until they realize that they have married somebody worse. I pray for you that this marriage spoiling demons will not harm you, but you will bind them. So I speak to married couples. When you see issues at home, bind demons. Bind them. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Wake up at night and bind them. Don't sit down there and say, my wife is too troublesome. My wife is too troublesome. Eh? My husband, I don't understand. He's a very troublesome man. He doesn't have understanding at all. Look. No, don't call your husband that way. Bind demons. Eh? I wish all husbands and wives understand this. You should come and see this man binding demons. He said, where are the demons at your? I bind them. Jesus said they are there. You say they are not there. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Yes. Huh? Wife, you wake up when your husband is sleeping. Now, Jinan is so. He said, Randy, no more manifest it through me. I bind them. Sure. My goodness. Because sometimes when you look at the situation, you say, why is this argument all the time? Bind demons. Bind demons. Because the Bible says God is not the author of confusion. So that confusion is not from God. If it's not from God, who is it from? Bind the devil. Look, it is not the senior devil, no. Because to be very frank, let me say this. Satan himself. This may sound, it may sound too some way, but let me say it. Satan himself won't give you attention. You are not his rank. Yes. Satan, like, no. if you like, insult, if you like, if you've got gusts, insult Otikokos, he won't mind you. Some of him will be sent for you. I mean, do you understand what I'm trying to say? A tree will be sent for you. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. Like, what I'm saying is that in the realm of the spirit, anyway, there are ranks. You, it's not everybody that's Satan. No, no. There are even demoniacal forces that do not attend to certain people. No. To be very frank, the demons I attract, they are not the ones you attract. No. We are not on the same level. Yeah. So you see, when demons are sent, they are sent with an agenda. The agenda is to spoil, to destroy. So if you find anything happening in your life and it doesn't match up with God's plan, bind demons or bind the devils. Don't say they are not there. So we have dealt with homes. Huh? 1 a.m. Wake up. I think it was the last 3 days or one of the days. I sent some. I said, no, there's something wrong here. Then I got up. You see, when you are lazy, you cannot deal with demons. Those guys, they don't give up. They don't give up. But some of us, you see, we have authority. But it is like having mosquito spray at home. It's sitting on the shelf. But you are lazy to spray the mosquitoes. So they are just turn up a choice. Then you see, your life, some things are going wrong, and you still don't see that. Let me pick this spray and fumigate my room and kill them. And amazingly, the same way God does not stop mosquitoes, he doesn't stop demons. You must use your authority in Christ Jesus to what? To stop them. So please, come to that place where you use your authority to stop them. Okay, so we came to the future spoiling demons. They also come as a team. They come lust, drunkenness, gambling, drugs, prostitution, a spirit of poverty, demon of poverty. Omo yina, omo say dachi. Sankrofono. They are also a team. I hope you are following.
Yes.
The other demonic team is the stealing team. You get the point. So, for example, you are working in your business and all that. Then you realize that your employees have started lying to you. Right away, you should know that Chrono, the demon of Chrono's war, I'm going to bind them. All right. The stealing teams, do you see that the demon of envy is there? The demon of jealousy is there, okay? All I'm bringing to your mind is that demons work in teams, as Jesus showed us in Matthew chapter 12. So when you start to bind them, have that consciousness, right? There's also the sex team, sex. When you see promiscuity anywhere, you realize that there's the demon of sexually transmitted diseases. There's the demon of HIV. And those, they travel together with the demons of death. So they will kill you. You understand? So those of you that cannot control yourself and all the time you want to do something like that, we have to bind the demons. Also, there are demons that spoil churches. Church spoiling demons. Huh? Yeah. And just recently, I realized demonic attack on our church. Demons. Yeah. You may think it is just people behaving that way. Demons. They are being manipulated by demons to operate. Because some of the things they can open their mouth to say, it's only demons that can talk that way. People filled with the Spirit of God cannot talk that way. You see, so they are demons. When you see a church, false accusation, I mean, you know, then you see 19 Chuchakre Khan, bro, for saying, cutting of heels, hair, backbiting. are you getting the point? Then realize gossip. All of those things, they are demons that spoil churches. Disloyalty, judgmental attitudes, pride. So let's watch out. We bind all demons that have come against our church in the name of Jesus. All right, so tonight let me just add some few things to it. This is just a recap, okay? Then we will go. Now, there was a man who was possessed by a legion. That means, as for him, there were many teams inside him. Possessed. And Jesus met him. When the Lord Jesus met that demon-possessed man, that demoniacal infested man, there are things that happen there that brings to our understanding, or that must bring to our understanding, how demons work in an individual when they are around. I hope you are getting the point. And when they are delivered of demonic influence, how they also operate. There's a lot of instruction in that scripture. So let's go to the scripture and read. Glory. Is somebody here at all? Okay. Luke chapter 8. Let's pick it from there. I pray that we will see Luke 8, verse number 26. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had what? Devils long time. We are devils. Long time. And wear no clothes. What's the first sign you see if somebody has devils? Look, you may think, is it not interesting that nowadays people don't want to wear clothes? And when even they are wearing clothes, it's as if they are not wearing clothes. My daughters, let me tell you something. All this wanting to show your curves and all these things is demonic. Very demonic. You want to show your boobs, your curves. You want us to see your shape, how your buttocks look like. You are wearing tight things. It's demonic. Huh? I said it's what?
Demonic.
Very demonic. Wear no clothes. When people are demon infested, they start removing their clothes. Or they start to wear things that reveal everything. Look, nowadays we are going to be checking the ladies in church. When you dress, the sister say, look, come here. This This is demonic. It is demonic. It is demonic. The fact is that when you want to show this kind of pomp, where it's like the moment you appear, we can recognize you, is demonic. It is demonic. You want a certain eyelash, the way your hair looks, then the moment you appear, it's demonic. Because the devil would like people to feel sexually attracted to you. And when you are exposing your vital statistics, that is what attracts the minds of people. Look, young ladies like wearing big, big things. Overall. Me, I think at a point I have so affected the way my wife dressed, because everything, I'll talk about it. Oh. Yes, because some of the dresses are demonic. Ah, yes, I said, woman of God. No, you must. Let me tell you, that kind of dressing can open the door for demons to infest your life. You'll be surprised. So, you know, the day you feel like wearing something that would reveal everything, I don't know who you want to attract, but you are attracting demons. Demons are influencing you. You know, the Jews, the Jews don't like females leading worship. Because they say, when females lead worship, they will confuse worshippers with their beauty. So that the worshippers won't focus on God. So, they like men leading worship. See? Just imagine a young lady standing here leading worship. You can just... How do you focus on God? So if a young lady is sitting by, say, from now we are going to be checking. From now, we'll be checking. Because one of the first signs, the first thing was that this man, he had no clothes. And what was responsible? He was possessed with devils for what? A long time. And please don't let anybody deceive you that when you wear those things, that's when you look nice. It's not true. 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 You are trying to help yourself. That is probably why nobody is seeing you. I'm telling you. And you know, amazingly, no true man likes such things. Because you know, we men, we like to enjoy the thing just us. But if you are showing it to everybody, what makes it special? All my daughters. People of God. Anyway, so look at this. Neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. Where was the guy living? In tombs. In tombs. No house. What is the meaning of that? Now, you realize that when demons start troubling people, they roam. You see, I'm showing you something from this scripture that you may not have necessarily considered. But listen, every vagabond is demon-possessed or being manipulated seriously by demons. You can't find them at one place doing something that is meaningful. They are just around everywhere. Huh? No house. He doesn't like living in a house. Where does he like living? Tombs. That is also one thing. That means when people are demon possessed, they are always drawn to things that can kill. Things that are things of death. Okay? So you realize that tag life. Things that can eliminate them easily. It's demonic influence. I hope you are receiving the message. The next verse. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, the God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." One amazing thing that you see there is that he came to worship Jesus. That means, you see, people can be demon possessed, but still they can come to church. They can still behave like they are worshiping Jesus. And sometimes you are surprised. How come this person looks like he's worshiping Jesus like this, but this thing is worrying them? So, worshiping Jesus, even demons will bow and worship Jesus. But that doesn't mean that they are not being manipulated by demons. Am I communicating at all? And I pray that you will not be a believer that is in church, but you allow demons to operate in your life. Anyway, let's read on. The next verse. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and fetters. And he broke the bands and was driven of the devils into the wilderness. That means he cannot be controlled. When you see somebody can't be controlled, demons. Please, I hope you like the message. He cannot be controlled. Anything you use to try to control him, he cannot be controlled. He said, "Let me do what I like." Check it. There are demons around. There are demons around. And now you realize that one thing when you look at tombs, maybe it's here, who is there? The dead. It shows you when people are demon possessed, you realize that, or demons are influencing somebody, they always want to be in isolation. You see, that's where you now have people, they don't want to talk to anybody, they don't want to relate with anybody, they just want to be in alone. Then by the time you realize, suicidal thoughts start coming to them. So anytime you see yourself, you don't want to relate with anybody. Look, I tell you, a demon is whispering into your ears. You just want to be quiet. For a long time, you just want to be alone. Not that you are waiting on God. No. When anybody talks to you, and you feel depressed, it's demonic. You need help. You need someone to talk to help you deal with that demon. People will ask, "Is everything okay? You don't feel like talking to anybody." By the time you realize you are thinking about committing suicide, isolation. Be careful. The moment you see that, it's a fundamental demonic strategy, isolation. When the devil wants to fully implement his plan, he will isolate people. and you wouldn't like that to happen to you or anybody around you. Praise God. The next verse. So he couldn't be controlled, right? He could not be controlled. Then Jesus asked him, saying, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. You see, the teams were plenty. Many devils. The next verse. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. So, you see, they begged Jesus. When you read this account in the book of Mark, they begged Jesus that don't cast us out of this territory. So, there are demons who operate in territories. And sometimes you realize that those demons, it is when you are in that territory that they enter into your life. There are people who probably were enjoying their marriage until they moved to a certain house. Then if that house is infested with certain devils, now realize that they start creating problems. I hope you are here.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to be cast out of the territory. They wanted to remain in that territory. But I think they should have begged Jesus, "Don't cast us out of this man." But they said, "Don't cast us out of this territory." Anywhere you get to, please, you may not know what has been done in the place. Bind demons and release angels. Huh? Don't let anybody tell you that you are too afraid. Why are you always talking about it? No, it's a reality. So, for example, let's say you have gone to a guest house or a hotel.
Hey.
Do you know what somebody has come to do on the bed? And they don't change pillows. They just change pillowcases. Do you know who came to sleep on that pillow? And you just jump on that bed. Bram, and you are. Look, there are many places people contact demons. You know, that's why I love the idea when they brought plastic spoons. Do you know who placed that spoon in their mouth? And what did they carry? You say, "Oh, it was washed." What? Look, you don't wash spirit. You don't. No, you know, these things, I'm telling you, a lot of us believers, because we are very, 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 very naive concerning some of these things, we contact certain things from places that you least expected that you contact a demon, and they start messing things up. Huh? I'm telling you, even some foods we buy to eat, we must bind demons. I'm serious. I don't know if I shared a story with you. This man of God who was buying garbage somewhere some years ago. This true story. So he joined the queue. Many people, the garbage, Charlie, plenty of people like this. So as he was in the queue, he got to his tent. Then God opened his eyes. Three frogs under the oil. Three frogs, live frogs. The oil was on the fire, but three live frogs under the oil. Then he shouted, "Mommy, I didn't know how they told you." Just imagine how many people have eaten. One man of God was also at a party, not knowing one strong marine agent was serving the drinks to the pastors. A meeting of pastors. Everybody was sipping. Then the Lord opened his eyes and he saw the form of the lady. He said, "Who are you?" Then pat, she vanished. Look, there is no hotel room, guest house. If I enter a place, I will sanctify, bind, cast out, anoint the bed. Share. Yeah. You know, be sensitive, because we live in a spiritual world. And we are living with these spirits all around. And those of us who are holy, called of God, and are in Christ, we are their targets. So you don't live as if they don't exist. Yeah. So understand, they are territorial. Man of God, where you work, they are territorial demons. You don't go to work and not bind them. Bind them. You foolish demons who spoil businesses here, I bind you. Because the mere fact that you are prospering, some people are annoying. And they conjure and consult with demons to want to frustrate your business. You won't bind them. Bind them. And believe in tokens. What did I say?
Believe in tokens.
Those guys who stir demons against us. Remember this. When we are operating, we stir with our spiritual authority. We stir angels. We stir Holy Spirit. So they stir evil spirit. Demon, devil, all of them simply means a supernatural being who has a negative nature to affect for evil. So we stir up Holy Spirit. We stir up angelic beings of light. When they want to affect us, what they do against us with tokens, they stir demons. Just imagine you go to church, and when you get to church, somebody has, you are inside, somebody come to spread toilet at the entrance of the church. What is that? They are stirring demons to scatter the church. Hey. Huh? So please, in your life, believe in using tokens, because they use tokens. Don't let anybody tell you that, oh, using tokens is not whatever, using tokens. Use it. Get a bottle of oil. Liquid fire. Huh? In our ministry, we believe in certain tokens. Use salt. Huh? Use oil. Use water. Am I communicating at all? Yes. Yes. Sometimes after you have used the oil, crack it. Say, touch me, the bobot here may crash. Then you crash it. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. Believe in these things, because they believe in them and they use them. By the time you realize, what I'm about sprinkle BB or baby, I'll need you. Share. And to also buy sprinkle BB. Also the bibiaba oil was sprinkle. Also the usuaba we yes to demo me sprinkle usua de bi obiaba sprinkle word. Sometimes guys they will come and use urine. Just so jira baby chair mom, then it will send people away. Share mama yani now. Anna. Eh. What did Jesus do? Amazingly, Jesus didn't send the demons out of that territory. He kept them there. And random. Enti moa ahonhom money bebrebe a Yesu tu om free mu ya o ma kogu e mprekoi mu. Na mprekoi su di mirika. E ko rapu. Emprekoi ni nyina be wo mboa. Ahonhom ngu. Na sa po no so no e die ne wum enti no, this is not to stir fear and kind of this kind of superstition. No, this is reality. This is the world that we live in. And Jesus was conscious of binding demons and casting them out. Hmm? Am I communicating at all? I think I'll end here today, because I want us to pray small before we end the service. Be conscious and use your authority in Christ. Eh? You know, when we in a certain school, in a certain university, one senior lecturer was talking. There was a lecture. He said, she was talking about the way things are on the campus, and if you are not careful, how your life will end up. Especially if you want position. He said, no HOD will use the outgoing HOD's chair. Never. They will change it. They won't sit on it. Or say, many, say, look, if you are not careful, you are going to die. Oh, Koruko, and now Banude. You see, so if you are not somebody who is very sensitive to spiritual things, to bind, cast, break, loose, crash, die. Yeah. People of God, I don't know if I've helped you tonight. I have a lot to say, but I don't have the time. I want us to pray. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. From time to time, get some oil. Let me bless it for you. Keep it on you. Yeah. Keep it in your bag. Yeah. Yeah. We want to pray. In the Matthew chapter 12, where we read, the Lord Jesus said, the devils, they go running through dry places to find rest, but they don't find. That is to say, demons are territorial. We don't want our lives and any area of our life to become a territory where demons are comfortable. Am I communicating at all? And therefore, want to lift that prayer. Let every area of my life be a dry place for unclean spirits. You see, we didn't say be a dry place for money. Be a dry place. But for unclean spirits, Jesus has shown us that they go through dry places and they can't settle there. So may every area of my life be what? A dry place for unclean spirits. Never to find rest. In Jesus' mighty name. Shall we meet my Father and my God? As I lift up my voice to pray. Let every area of my life be a dry place for unclean spirits. May they never find rest in any area of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice. May my home be a dry place for demons. They cannot find a resting place. May my business be a dry place for demons. They cannot find a resting place. May my ministry be a dry place for demons. They cannot find resting place. May my marriage be a dry place for demons. They cannot find a resting place. May every area of my life be a dry place for demons. They cannot find a resting place. Ratos ketevehe. Atilivi dokotavasas. Vadilive novokash. Atenevehash. Leveve kasot. Vandibi kampadiakase. Let every area of my life be a dry place for demons, be a dry place for unclean spirits. They cannot find rest. They will not find rest in any area of my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to pray, may my life be a hostile and unwelcoming environment. Huh? In which demons can't find rest. My God. You want to lift up your voice, my Father and my God. As I lift up my voice to pray, may every area of my life be a hostile, an unwelcoming environment in which demons can't find rest. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. A hostile environment, unwelcoming environment. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You want to pray, let the fire of the Holy Ghost fill every area of my life, making it impossible for demonic infestation. In Jesus' name. Have you ever sprayed your room before you left the room? And you made sure your net, there is no space that anything can enter. So you see, you have worked hard to keep mosquito presence out of your space. Are you following the thing? We want to lift up our prayer. Shall we, my Father and my God? Let the fire of the Holy Spirit fill every area of my life, making it impossible for demonic infestation. In Jesus' name, lift up your voice and pray. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost fill every area of my life, making it impossible for demonic infestations. Yedadabakosh. Yabababakatosh. Adash. The elderly folk, you know, they could even, when certain birds show up in an area, they could see there's demonic presence. They're old folks. I don't know if you know, there's a bird called Beinoma. Not Enyepetu. Beinoma. And you realize that when they have shot an arrow, they can send those birds, and that territory, they will come and do a circle like this. Omuko say sa no motuko. Just own him. Because what the mind does not know, the eye cannot see. I hope you are getting the point. Yeah. There are some slim bed like that. And adibi suso omo. They don't just appear. And these older people, the new things. We say, Then by the time you realize they have started speaking certain words, because they know somebody has sent something here. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. We want to plead the blood of Jesus. Everything concerning you. Everything concerning you. Yourself, if you are married, your spouse, if you have children, your children, if you have property, your property. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. I'm telling you, anything you own, adebia eyewo dia, adebia is in your possession, you dip it in the blood. No demonic force can attack that thing. And when they come attacking, may the blood repel them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Shout by the power of the Holy Ghost and the superior blood of Jesus. I dip myself and everything connected to me into the blood of Jesus. Whenever a demoniacal force come attacking,
May the blood repel them in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. My finances, my properties, whatever belongs to me, I dip it in the blood. I dip it in the blood. I dip it in the blood. And when any demoniacal force come attacking, let the blood of Jesus repel them. 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 Shada kabash. Itada da da dosha. Yada da da dosha. Abadabash. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Put your hand on your chest. Lord, make us super sensitive to demonic operations. May we not be blind to the operations. May our senses, our spiritual senses, not be dead to the operations. May we be very sensitive to pick it up and deal with it. May we, as we open our mouths, wherever we find ourselves, to release power from the authority that we have in Christ Jesus. May every demonic activity cease whenever we show up. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd's Dream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Dream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, Podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Dream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.